What's good about it? The author invented the triple bottom line concept in 1994 and withdrew the idea in 2018, a conceptual product recall. He was worried that it had become a placebo button for companies. A placebo button creates the illusion of control but doesn't actually do anything, such as those at some pedestrian crossings. In other words, businesses had adopted some of the principles of the triple bottom line, but it hadn't changed things that much. He has since acknowledged that the people, planet, profits notion can remain useful so long as it is viewed in the context of the three R's: responsibility, resilience, and regeneration. There are five stages in getting from rejection to regeneration. Rejection, that's refusal to accept the possibility of either black or green swans, often displayed through predatory delay, blocking change. Then responsibility, broadly responsible leadership, but with the emphasis still on the status quo, through to replication, which is partnering to change things for the better, leading to resilience, from disruption of the communities, cities and countries where they operate, through to regeneration, fixing all sustainability problems for the betterment of everybody and the planet. When Puma calculated their first environmental profit and loss statement, they found that 85% of their environmental impact came from distant Tier 4 suppliers over which they had no specific control. Accounting for those costs responsibly would reduce their profits by 70%. Here's a quote from Jonathan Foley. "During the last 50 years, we doubled the world's population, grew our economic activity eightfold, and started using 2 to 3 times more global resources than ever before. Put another way, our society changed more in the last 50 years than at any other time in history. More startlingly, we changed more in the last 50 years than in the entirety of human existence." What do you have to watch? Not much. The book contains many original and thoughtful concepts.